Presenting the Al Reed Show.
Such is life. Life is what you make it. Such is life. Show them you can take it on the chin with a grin. If Mr. Gloom comes around, don't let him in.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do hope you'll stay with us for the next half hour, because from here on we're turning life round, yes, just to show you the funny side. Introducing us to ourselves, here he is, Al Reed. Nobody knows what I've been through, Ron. I could open your eyes from top to bottom, I could. They've no idea this lot what I've had to suffer. They've no idea, Ron. They've no idea, not one of them. Now, see, they've got that chest of drawers. That was a shock, you know. I've been a fool, Ron. I should have been down there when that will was read. I've been a fool. Not telling me there was no money in that safe. He had the key to that safe, you know, Ron. That was long before I never got near. Who's had it more than I have? I say, who's had it more than me? Up and down them stairs like I was. Not one of them lifted a finger and him blobbing his eyes out every minute. 5 minutes at it. Them sat there painting a manga in the kitchen and not one of them coming down to give me a lift. I've been a fool. I knew she was up to no good when she knitted that bed jacket. Her lying up there and her taking that coconut up when the doctor said nothing but gruel. She said, did he say anything about that check suit? I said, no. She said, he won't. He's wearing it. I thought, right, monkey. Oh, do forgive me. I always look forward to that. Mind you, there are some things we all enjoy. And what more pleasant pastime than gardening? A beautiful garden and a well-kept lawn is everybody's pride and joy. What nicer than to sit at home in that armchair and marvel at Mother Nature? But as you settle back and reach for the weekend paper, what do you get? Are you going to cut that grass or are you waiting till it comes in the hall? Let's see. Wife from the kitchen. What do you mean, love? That garden's a disgrace. You don't seem to have any interest in it at all. First time the neighbours see you with a pair of shears in your hand, they'll swear you're out for bother. And shift your feet. See, I've asked you to fill that coal bucket twice and you've cracked on, you've not heard me. What we weren't going to have in that garden, hanging baskets and a lily pond and goodness knows what. And what have we got? An air raid shelter full of water and a tin hat with a daisy in it. What time have I? Fine's time next door. He's made some beautiful shape out of his privets. Love birds and all sorts. And I wouldn't care, but he always does our edge up to the gate. The only time I got you to do is you went and cut the tail off his peacock. Well, I gave it him back. Well, I'm not having that garden in that state. No wonder the milkman says it reminds him of Burma. If he starts leaving the milk at the gate, you fetch it. Now that's enough. Could have that garden right in 5 minutes if you'd shape. Have you finished? Anything for the easiest way, have you done? Well, why don't you get out there and make a start? Yes, all right, love. And why not? It's a pleasure to do the garden.
Pleasure?
Have you done any gardening, lady? It's bad enough if you're left on your own to do it. But you can bet as you roll up your sleeves and pick up that spade, there's some Johnny Know-All watching you, waiting to put you right. You've met him.
How do you do?
How do you do?
When you've done chucking nuts all over your shoulder, you've just buried your coat. You've got a right job on with that lot, haven't you?
Fun?
I say you've got something on with that garden.
Oh, this is nothing. When we first came here, it was like a desert.
Well, I should have left it as it was and bought a camel. That black currant bush looks a bit shot at.
Oh, I've only just put that in.
Rip it out.
Fun?
Riddle with buck weevil. Same with these bushes here. You do no good with them. I say you'll do no good with them. I'd see them off right away.
Oh, I couldn't do that. I got 14 pounds from that peach and I only watered it.
Aye. I got 2 black eyes from a blonde and I never touched her. What have you been growing by this fence?
Well, I planted rhubarb and it never came up.
I should look next door. You'll never do any good here till you've got some proper drainage. I should make a fresh start altogether. See what I mean? You want 2 or 3 tons of shingle, top it off with some of that spar, about 4 or 5 tons of clinker after that. Then you can come with your soil. See what I mean? 30 or 40 lorry loads will do it. Level it off with as much fertilizer as you can get hold of. Then you can start talking.
Well, what's the move after that?
Well, it depends on where you want to live. And while you're at it, I'd knock all this trellis down. Get rid of it. Get some rockery there, fence it back, some roses on it. Look lovely in the summer.
Yes, and I'll shift that old fireplace we took out of the bedroom.
Now, don't go mad. That's the only decent thing you've got. Then I'd go in for flowers. Hydrangeas, petunias, leopard stongs, sunset glories. I can see it now. A right blaze of colour.
Yes, it sounds marvellous. Of course, you never grow them here.
You get no sun on this side at all. See what I mean? What you could really do with is your house turning right round. Now, if you build a glass house here, of course, it means knocking that wall down. We could just get it in nicely. Mind you, to take 2 feet off your lounge. But what's that if you're getting gooseberries all the year round?
Oh, well, I can't do that. We don't like gooseberries.
Oh, well, in that case, I should get your garden flagged and get a window box.
Oh, dear. You've got me worried now. I'll just dig this root up and have a cigarette.
Well, mind how you light up. You've just dug your spade through a gas pipe.
Life is a melody in the air underground. There's a sound that makes the world go round. Even in the busy throng, there's a song that life is a symphony. The mural of the express train, falling rain upon the window pane. All contain rhyme and rhythm. You swing along with them, then you'll see that life is a melody.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, where there's life, there's music. And where there's music, you'll always find those 2 celebrated piano duettists, my very good friends, Ravitch and Landau.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you very much indeed. That really was wonderful. Of course, to play the piano like Mr. Ravitch and Mr. Landauer, you do need to begin at an early age. I think you'd agree with that, Mr. Ravitch?
Oh, yes. Mr. Landauer, for instance, started to play by ear when he was 4 and a half.
Yes.
Every day he would go to the piano with his curls tumbling about his shoulders, and he would open the lid, sit down, and this is what he would play.
Yes, of course, but that was a very long time ago.
Oh, yes, of course. He has had many years of hard practice, and now when he sits down at the piano to play that same tune, this is what comes out.
Well, that was all very good fun, and it does remind me of the little boy I saw in the doctor's waiting room the other day. From the moment he walked in with his daddy, nobody had a minute's peace. Is this the doctor's waiting room? Dad, is it? Dad, hey, Dad! Dad, is it? Why is nobody speaking? Dad, have they all had a row? Is it like you are at home with me mother when you don't open your mouth? Oh, look, Dad, over there. Dad, Luke, you're not looking. Look at that bus conductor. He's got a black eye, hasn't he, Dad? Dad, hasn't he got a black eye, that bus conductor, hasn't he, Dad? Don't he look funny? Has somebody told him where to get off? Have they, Dad? Dad, have they? You could fight him easy, couldn't you, Dad? Dad, why don't you fight him now? Oh, look, see, there's that man who always has that blonde with him out of our street. Is he a comedian, Dad? Dad, is he a comedian? Well, why did you tell me, Mother, you thought there was something funny going on? Where's the doctor, Dad? Dad, where is he? Is he through that door? Is he going to make you take your clothes off, Dad? Is he, Dad? You'll be in a bit of a mess if he does, won't you, Dad? You've got no lap on your shirt, have you? Oh, Dad, don't tell your big lies. You know very well my mother cut it off to patch it up at the front. Oh, look, there's Billy Kennedy goes to our school. Billy, I know you don't. Don't I know you? What do you keep telling me to shut up for, Dad? Dad, I know him. He wants me to go and sit over there. He's got a pea shooter. Hello, Billy. Miss me. What's up, Dad? Did it hurt? You should have ducked like I did, chunk you, Dad. What's the matter with that man over there, Dad? Gout, what's gout, Dad? Dad, what's gout, Dad?
Dad, what is gout? Can anybody have it? Well, it looks as though they can have it for him, doesn't it, Dad? He must be very clever, this doctor, Dad. Look at all these certificates he's got on this wall. He's got qualified medicine, qualified for surgery, qualified for orpidology or something. Very clever, but I don't think he'll do for you, Dad. You don't want any of that stuff, do you, Dad? My, Dad, shall I tell... Dad, shall I tell them? Shall I tell these people what you want? Dad, shall I tell them? Dad! My dad only wants a day off work. Ladies and gentlemen, a song from the heart, and it's my great delight to welcome a wonderful new singing star, John Hovell. So off we go with our music from the heart.
Si può, si può, signore, signori, scusatemi, se la sol mi presento, io sono il ancor le antiche maschere mette l'autore in parte vol riprenderà la vecchia usanza che a voi in uomini via mi come gli è solto. Andiamo, incominciate.
But don't go away, because here and now we are taking the lid off the police. And I'm not kidding, we left Bournemouth at 8:55 because she said pull up and get a loaf and they were short. We left Bournemouth at 8:55, and well, just to give you some idea of the speed, you know that horse trough the other side of Chester, just before the bridge? That's where we had our lunch. Well, I mean, look what she's doing now, and I've still got some to play with. Well, I will say that there's not much passes me when I've got my foot down. Hey, there's one at the back now trying to have a go.
I'll wave him on. We'll have a bit of fun.
Police,
the police! Hey, the police! Why didn't you tell me instead of just sitting there bragging? Now then, Mr. Officer. How does this weather suit you? Well, I mean, I bet you can bat along a bit with that. Is that the two carburetor job, is it then? Only, funny thing, I was nearly Crystal Gonzales. Only I was just telling my friend here, a good steady five and you can get there just as quick in the end. I mean, if you're worried about my back number plate, it's in the boot. Could I have your autograph, Mr.? I'd have pulled up sooner, only I'm not too sure of my brakes. Of course, with it not being my car, I'd give you a toffee, only I have got none. You're going to boot me, aren't you? Mind you, the job of a policeman doesn't just consist of riding about in a motor car and backing up side lanes for a quiet smoke. What about the fellow who's got to pound the beat at night time in all weathers, just so that we can all sleep in security and peace? Take this typical scene in the middle of the night.
Is that you, Alf?
Hi.
Was that you blowing your whistle?
Hi, I thought I saw something.
Well, why didn't you look the other way? Only you dragged me out of a very warm doorway. Never do that again. My heart's still thumping. Gave me a right shot there. I've spilled half a flask of tea all down the front. Well, you could have flashed your torch or something. What are you thinking about? Have you gone mad?
No, I had a bit of trouble with the car without lights. When he pulled his driving license out, he accidentally dropped a 10-bob note on the floor.
Well, I hope you accidentally put your foot on it.
Well, no, I had to book somebody, you see. I mean, I've turned nothing in for a fortnight and he's had me in his office this morning.
Well, you want to do like I do. Fill your book up with park card when you come on. That'll keep you going. Then you only need to find a shop door open, bring somebody up to come and lock it, and you can knock off in a blaze of glory.
Mind you, it is a fact that the police constable's notebook is a keystone in the jurisdiction of any court. Evidence written down in the notebook is accepted as the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. But do we always appreciate the painstaking effort taken by the officer in reporting the facts, especially as he knows you will be called upon to read it in the county police court?
I was proceeding along Gower Street at 10:43 on Friday night in the normal course of my duty. The witness came towards me wearing a rosette and coloured scarf and wearing a football rattle and waving it and shouting at the top of his voice, "Middlesbrough for the cup." It was clear to me and everybody else who heard him that he was in a state of intoxication.
sir.
I said to the witness, why don't you go home? And his reply is written on a piece of paper handed to the clerk of the court. I proceeded to caution the witness, whereupon the witness proceeded to caution me. I asked him if he was aware that I was an officer of the law, and his reply is written on a piece of paper. As I tried to walk away, the witness attempted to put his arms round me and was heard several times to repeat the words, have I offended you? He then asked me my opinion of Middlesbrough's chances for the cup, and my reply is written down on a piece of paper. Of course, there's no doubt about it. The police system in this country is infallible. No matter what the emergency, all you need to do is to walk into any telephone box and dial 999, and the entire police force is at your disposal. 999.
Hello? Hello? I want the police. Yes, I've read what it says in the directory. How to dial 999 in the dark. Yes, yes, I know all that. But how do you turn the light off? Yes, I've dialed two or three times. It says it's putting me through. Hello? Yes? Somebody's run off with my bike. No, he can't have run so far. I've still got my bike clips on. I wouldn't care, only I've only just got it. No, I haven't got it now. I mean, I just got it before I lost it. I got it. No, I've lost it now, but before I'd only just got it. No, before I'd only just got it. Start at the beginning. Do you mean when I got it? Or when I lost it? Just a minute. He wants to know where I am now. Shall I tell him I'm living with your mother? No. We don't want him coming round here. You know what she is. Just a minute. Oh, yes, we've got one policeman chasing him now. He was passing on his bike. Yes, he leaned it against our gate. No, not where I am now. Where I will be when I'm there next week. Yes. Well, that's what I'm ringing you for. Will you tell him when he finds mine, keep looking, somebody's just pinched his.
Remember, life's that way. Today you're feeling happy, but tomorrow joy may turn to strife. One thing I found out, there's nothing you can do about it. Such is life.
For the past 30 minutes, we've been looking at life through the pages of the Al Reed Show. Al asked us to say how nice it's been sharing the fun with the Tunesmiths, Alan Ainsworth and the Augmented Northern Variety Orchestra, and to thank John Horvell and Ravitch and Landau for coming along and making it all worthwhile. The program, which was recorded, was produced in the north of England by Ronnie Taylor.
You see, we never got a card from your Fred. Let's see. Wife from the kitchen. Card, how do you mean, love? They're all the same, your family. Even when they do send a card, they can never get the address right. I bet there's half our cards on the mantelpiece next door but one. I don't know how it is. They can always find us when they're coming round for a drink. And that reminds me, if your George tries to kiss me this year, I'll clock him with this bottle of port. Hey, wait a minute, after all. You're just as bad. I don't know what time you came in last night, but I hope you know you came to bed stripped with your hat on. And I thought you were never going to come out of that bathroom. What with both taps full on and you moaning, oh, never again, no. Mind you, these women don't realize what we've got to put up with on Christmas Eve. I mean, take a crowd of men round a bar. Doesn't matter how good your intentions are, once you get amongst that lot, you're trapped. And there's always somebody who won't take no for an answer. You've met him.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Is yours a pan?
Pan?
I say, get this down here. There's another coming over.
Oh, not for me, thank you. I've got to go.
Wedge that door, Tommy. You're having one with me before you go anywhere. I still owe you four from last night.
Oh, I don't think so. Anyway, I'm already in one school.
Well, knock this back quick. You're in another. Hey, and start shifting some of these full'uns you've got lined up. The way you're shaping, they've only to serve another two more rounds. You'll end up with more ale than they have.
Oh, not for me, thank you. I know when I've had enough,
I can see that. You've been strolling with a bottle of stout all night. And I'll bet there's half of that down the front of your tie. Talk about lifting steel girders. From what you've sucked, you wouldn't have the strength to let one drop. And, has he told you where you're going when you've finished here?
Oh, I'm going home.
You're coming with us, I'll tell you that now.
Hey, no, I'm going to get shot.
Well, you're coming with us first. As he told you, we've got three birds lined up for after. There's two blondes. I'm not kidding. You've seen nothing like it. And don't look so worried. They've got the mother with them.
Oh, well, that makes it a bit better.
I'm glad you think so. She's yours. You're not worried about your missus, are you?
No, but she will be wondering where I am.
I wouldn't give it a second thought. Do you know where she is?
Yes.
Well, what are you worried about? Won't she have your supper ready when you get home?
Oh, I shouldn't think so.
Well, I wouldn't stand for that. I would not. See, you want to let her get to sleep, make her get up and cook your supper. And then don't eat it.
Of course, it's always a lot of fun having a Christmas party. And if you take care to invite the same number of men as there are women, there's always a hint of romance under the mistletoe. Well, like I say... We were playing this game of spin the bottle, and this fella... And, oh, he was a lovely fella. He had one of those things you blow at one end and it shoots in your face. Well, I could see he had his eye on me because he tried to pull a cracker with us both at the same end. I said, get off your daft thing, there's people looking. He said, and he was a lovely talker. He said, I hope there's a motto in this cracker. I said, yes. And I hope it's keep your hands to yourself. He said, we're going to play that game where one person goes out and all the others try to find him.
He said, I'll go out first, and if you can't find me, I'll be under the stairs. And he laughed. Yes, and... Oh, and all the time he kept shooting this thing in my face. Oh, he said, you're not drinking. I thought, no, two small ports and I won't even hear the postman knock. Oh, and then he tried to put his arm round me. And, oh, he was strong. I said, get off, you daft thing. You're bending my toy novelty. I said, yes. I said, you mustn't get the wrong idea just because I've got Kiss Me on my paper hat. He said, I don't want to kiss you on your paper hat. And he laughed. Oh, anyway, after that, he got a bit tipsy and finished up snoring his head off on the settee. I thought he won't bother me again tonight. Well, you can tell what a night I had. I couldn't wake him up and had to go home on my own.
Well, I nearly went mad when I heard he'd swapped his overcoat for a cup-tie ticket.
Take it, yeah.
He was travelling all the way to Sunderland on the back of a motorbike in his shirt sleeves.
Please, it's the same with our Jack. He had us all in bed at 6:30 on Friday night, and I put his scarf and his handbell where he wouldn't fall over it, and at 3:15 in the morning I'm cutting sandwiches and he's going raving mad because he can't find his raffle.
Well, I dread Saturday morning coming round.
The same with our Jack. If they're playing at home, he's like a cat on hot bricks. He won't eat his breakfast, and then from 10:15, he's following me everywhere, and it's, how long are you going to be with that lunch? You see, last Saturday he kept me lifting the lid off the potatoes till he wafted the gas out.
Well, the way mine talks, he might be in the...
It's the same with our Jack. He's ruined my best tablecloth, show him how the Revy plan works. What with the jam pot and the sauce bottle as fullbacks, and using the butter knife to show me how they cut through the defence, I only asked him to pass the salt, and he said, what, and run everybody offside?
Well, you know, if they don't win, there's no living with him.
The same with our Jack. If he comes home sober with his rosette and scarf wrapped up in brown paper, I know what I'm in for. The other week, he came home, he said, if you ever catch me crossing the road to see that lot again, I'll eat my hat. And the very next Saturday, he'd done so much cheering because they'd won, he'd lost it. Mind you, it doesn't matter where you're travelling at Christmas. It's in the national interest that if it's at all possible, you should go by train. And after all, it's a pleasure to be carried in the lap of luxury by British Railways. But as you dash through the barrier on the last minute and fight your way through the milling mob on the platform, you do get a feeling of panic. And have you noticed, there's always some Johnny Know-All leaning out of the window waiting to put you right.
You're not rushing for the 10:25, are you?
Yes, I've had plenty of time.
You have now, you've just missed it.
Oh, dear, I'd better find a seat in this next compartment.
You'll be lucky. Jose, you'll be lucky. There's a chap further down being thrown off twice and he's the guard. Well, I've seen nothing like it. I've seen nothing like it. There's a fella in front of me now. He's got his hat on one seat, his overcoat on another, his collar and tie on the one in the corner. The way he's going on, if he saves any more seats, he'll be ready for bed. Did you bring a rug with you?
No, you'll get perished.
There's no heat on this train at all. Same yesterday,
was it?
Just the same. We sat there shivering with our overcoats on. I stormed up to the front to tell the driver about it, and all he could say was, lend us a match, me fire's gone out. And I'll swear this driver's a learner. You've only to watch him shunting these coaches up and down. He's coupled them all roads, and he still finishes up with the engine in the middle. Well, anyway, you were lucky to get on. Lucky to get on. I'm not trying to get on. I'm trying to get off.